This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 638, 7 essential questions for your next IELTS teacher.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get the perfect list of interview questions to ask anyone who says they can teach you IELTS. It's not a job just anyone can do. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey, Jessica, I am here in Boston getting ready for the weekend, feeling good. It's a sunny day, so I like that.
Woo, here it is not. It has been raining for like 3 days. And it makes my heart so happy because the rain is back and the cold is here and it's gray and I love it.
I feel like you're the only person that says that. Like, no one says that.
There are quite a few people like me in Portland, right? Okay. Like, that's why we moved here. So it's weird, but Portland is, I guess, full of weirdos. And everybody knows that.
All right. Well, that makes sense. Well, Jessica, before we get into it today, I want to say thank you to a couple of the people who reviewed us in their podcast app. Yeah, we got some really nice reviews. I want to say thank you to Reno John from Oman and M. Radula 09 from the U.S. and SBKS from China. And this person said it's a great, useful method to study for the IELTS test. Yay. Talking about our podcast. Well, thank you. That's awesome.
Thank you so much. That's awesome. Wait, was that first guy named Reno? Like R-E-N-O, yes. Reno John? Yeah. Oh my gosh. No. I grew up next to Reno, Nevada. That is funny, but he's from Oman. So I wonder if he's been to Reno. Yeah. Anyway.
That's funny.
So today, guys, we are going to provide you the exact questions you should ask someone if you're looking for an IELTS tutor, an IELTS teacher, an IELTS course, because there are so many people that just teach English. Right? Lindsay and I were just like one of the like millions of people when we first started as well. And a lot of people just starting out, maybe they're not experts in any one thing, but they want to just sort of teach everything. So how do you know who to trust? So we're going to give you 7 questions that you should ask anyone before you prepare for IELTS with that person.
Exactly. I love it. So guys, if you are wondering where to go for your IELTS prep, this will give you a streamlined list that you can take notes on today.
Definitely.
And bring them to whoever you're thinking about working with. And if they aren't able to answer these questions in a way that satisfies you, you should keep looking because this is so important, right?
Exactly.
This is your future. This is your family's future and you don't want to gamble with it. So
exactly. I mean, the test is expensive already, you guys. So first of all, you should be investing in your preparation, like hands down, right? Like you should be investing in yourself so you don't have to take the exam 5 times. But the thing is, like, how do you know who to trust? And it's not just hiring someone in your city, like a native speaker where you live, because I know a lot of people are doing that as well. It's also like online. There's a lot of people teaching online. So these are the questions, guys. This is exactly what you need to think about before you trust someone to pay to help you prepare for the exam, but also to take up your time to prepare for the exam. All of these questions are important today.
Yeah, exactly. It's time more than anything, I think, right? Exactly. So where do we start? What would be question 1, Jessica, that we could take to this potential tutor or teacher?
Yeah, for sure. I think just the first, so we're going to go from sort of general to specific, like weed people out as we go, right? So the first question is just, how long have you been teaching English? Because honestly, I would not want to learn IELTS from someone if they hadn't been teaching English for at least 5 years, like at least 5 years.
For sure. Right? I mean, there's a certain understanding that you get when you've been teaching for a long time. It's a perspective, right? It's an understanding of how to bring people through to certain results that people wouldn't have with less than 5 years of experience. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. The ability to teach and put across information in a way that is useful and understandable. But also, I think, I mean, native speakers don't think about their language until they're teaching it. You know what I mean? Like, native speakers don't know the grammar rules or whatever. And it really is like, you really do have to be teaching English for a long time to have put all the thought in to be able to explain these things. Like, why do we use this transition phrase and not this one? When do we use the past perfect? Like, you really do need like a very large perspective on the language before you can help someone with the level they need to pass IELTS.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we as a team over here, we've been teaching for a long time. I started teaching back in 2004, five in Japan, actually. I remember my first day at my school in Tokyo was just so crazy. I was so overwhelmed, but I learned a lot that first year as a teacher in Japan, you know? You learn so much when you're a new teacher. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I think that's why I fell in love with it right away. I started teaching probably a couple years before you did in Cambodia. I started teaching in Cambodia, actually. And yeah, I think that is why I fell in love with it, because as a teacher, you're always learning as well. Right. Oh, and it's just like this constant challenge to like figure out puzzles and like help people do stuff. I mean, you can't get more satisfying than being a teacher.
It's true. It's so true. And, you know, the first time you try to explain something, you never do it right. But that's why we look for that experience when we look for someone to guide us. Right. We want someone that's tried and failed at explaining certain things many times. Totally. So they found the right way to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, later on when I specialized in IELTS, it did take me a couple years to really figure out the strategies I was teaching. Right. Yes. So, yeah, definitely you need experience. OK. And so the second question would be like, if that person has been teaching for more than 5 years, what kind of English have they been teaching?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've noticed that a lot of teachers, general English teachers, will kind of dip into IELTS sometimes. Right. But that's kind of a liability for the student, because it's easy for a teacher to think that just because they teach English that they could teach IELTS too, and they'll give it a try. And it almost never works, guys. Honestly, it almost never works. IELTS is completely different from most academic English programs, and it's different from general English.
Oh, way different. Yeah. So first of all, like if it's just general English, hard no on that one. Cannot learn IELTS from that person. And then what if there is academic English? Still, it's not enough. You need someone who has specifically taught IELTS, not TOEIC, not TOEFL, not anything else, just IELTS. So you need to have that in the teacher before you're going to pay them.
Exactly. I mean, here at Three Keys IELTS, we've been doing this within this system for the last, 3.5 years, I think, for quite a while. Yeah. And just you've been teaching IELTS for a long time as well.
Long time. I've been professionally involved with IELTS. I've been teaching IELTS, since Taiwan. So since like 2005, 2006. And that's where I developed the Three Keys system, right? Just sort of perfected it with my students there. And then with Lindsay, we've been bringing it to people all over the world online for 3 years now.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's focused. It is hardcore IELTS over here.
We are all about IELTS. Okay. What's the next question that we would ask that a student would want to ask a potential tutor?
Yes. So besides experience, you also need education. I mean, like these qualifications do matter at this level for sure. Ask them what degrees they have. Like straight up, just ask them what degrees they have, right? Lindsay, what degrees do you have?
Well, I have my bachelor's in psychology because I've always been interested in the human mind. And then right when I finished college, I got my TESOL certificate, which was an intensive course to understand how to teach English. And then I went back and I got my master's degree. And my master's was actually in cross-cultural communication. So it very much ties. Yeah, it really ties in with, you know, our work with students every day to really start to understand the nuances, not just with the language, but how do we really get our point across when we're dealing across cultures. We're dealing with different cultures. Yeah.
I love it so much. I mean, I really do feel like our experience and qualifications complements each other in such a way that makes Three Keys and the Connected Communicator. Anytime we are creating stuff for you guys, it is very holistic from all angles, like thought out.
Absolutely.
So I've been like more focused on the applied linguistics. So I got my bachelor's in romance languages because I just traveled to different countries and studied stuff and I like had the easiest bachelor's degree ever. It was awesome. And then my master's, I got in applied linguistics. And then of course the TESOL and all that. But that applied linguistics, like that's really like that's the science, right? Like I love analyzing how we learn language, like scientifically and breaking it down. I'm such a nerd. So that's what we're bringing.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that. So yeah, guys, you should be hearing something similar to from the teachers that you are interviewing. If you're thinking of going outside of our course, if you're looking somewhere else, you should be getting answers like this: bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, certificates, deep dive into language learning. Deep dive into culture, things like this, or even maybe, you know, I think a teacher that has had experience in the business world could bring a lot as an English teacher. You know, they could bring a lot to you if you're, especially if you're looking to speak English. Actually, that would be, that's a side point. But I really think that if you guys are looking to study business English, you're going to want to work with someone who's not only an English teacher, but also has actual corporate experience. That's huge.
For sure. Well, so, that's the thing. I mean, it really does, like the answers you're looking for to these questions, it really does depend on your goals, like completely. Yeah. For sure. Like business, you want real world person, like not just an academic person, for sure. Yeah. Okay. And then, so if the person has passed the first three questions, then we would start to focus more on IELTS, right? So question four would be, have other students of yours got the IELTS scores they needed? Like now you start asking for proof and you deserve proof. If you are going to invest your, you know, invest yourself, pay this person, you deserve the proof, right?
Oh yeah. And this is where the students, the teacher's face should light up.
Right.
And it's, they should immediately start to give you names. Like when we talk about our system, I start to say, yeah, I remember Nikolai, I remember Mava, I remember Tanya. Right. There were so many students that we could go, we could tell stories all day about our students, and your potential teacher should be able to do the same. And then, Jessica, we would take it one step further. Right. Yes. And what would we ask that teacher?
Ooh, this is a big one, guys. So after that, right, if they say yes, then you say, can I talk to other students? Can I talk to these students?
Ooh, I feel like this is pushing the boundaries, right? This might be something that you guys may not be 100% comfortable with, but I would say you need to ask this because you're making a big investment doing IELTS prep. And you know, here at All Ears English, when we engage someone to join our team, for example, someone who's going to help us build an app, we would always ask to talk to their prior clients, right? And why shouldn't you? Because this is your future and your family's future.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, this is necessary. And I mean, to be completely honest, guys, I don't really think you're going to go out and actually talk to their other students. It's just if they're like willing to say yes, you know, like at this stage.
I don't know. I would say why not, right? I would say, you know, well, first of all, it's a litmus test. It's a test of how does that teacher react? And do they actually follow up by sending you the contact information? But then beyond that, I actually, if I were looking for someone to help me pass another exam, like the GRE, I don't know, like something else, I would probably actually want to get on the phone or at least email with those students.
That's true. That's true. Because I guess like anybody could be like, oh, yeah, of course. And just like make up some names and some numbers or whatever. Yeah. That's true. Okay. No. So scratch that. You should follow through. Okay. That's a tough question. All right. Yeah. We have two more, you guys. So what's the next question? Assuming all these other ones have been passed, where do we go now?
Yeah. So now it's about how are they going to teach you? And they should exactly. have a few things. First of all, the first thing they should have is materials, set materials that they've already used with other students.
Exactly. Exactly. So there's a lot because I did the private tutoring thing when I was in Taiwan. Everybody does that, right? Because it's such easy money, to be honest, like because you don't prepare anything. Most of these tutors don't prepare anything. And then they like charge you a bunch of money and they just sit in a cafe with you and chat or whatever. Mm-hmm. So like that's not enough for IELTS. That's fine. Yeah. You know, if you're general English, improving your fluency or whatever, but that's not going to help you get your IELTS scores. Like you need a system. You need someone that comes prepared saying, yes, I have developed these materials. They have worked with other students and now I'm going to use them with you because they work, right? They're proven.
Yeah, that's kind of the danger of working with a general English tutor who just assumes they can go into IELTS too, because they probably will try to do your classes the same way they do their basic conversation classes, which is, as you said, just sitting in a cafe. But that's that doesn't cut it. It doesn't cut it. So if you know that they have materials, then go a little deeper and ask about what, Jessica, specifically within that system they should have what?
Well, reading strategies. I think this is really the biggest test because anybody could be like, yeah, I could help you improve your speaking and writing sort of things. Cause that's again, like that seems obvious to an English teacher, even if it's not for IELTS. Yeah. Right. They can just pretend they have strategies like, oh, I'll teach you this vocab and whatever. So I think that's easy to sort of bluff and to sound good. Right.
Yeah.
But reading is the thing. Reading is this unique thing on IELTS that nobody is going to help you with unless they actually know the test. So that is the final question to be like, can you give me an example of your strategies for yes, no, not given or matching headings to paragraphs? And if it sounds confusing or if they're just like, I don't know, like what is matching headings to paragraphs? then obviously, you know, it's another, that's a hard no. That's like that interview is over. So choose like a specific reading question and ask them their strategies for it. Right?
Get I love
a little
preview. That. Yes, I love that. And this would might be, I'm glad we're doing this episode today because if you guys are new with IELTS, if you're getting ready to take it for the first time, you may not know that this is the question to ask. It's the same as, you know, with us at All Ears English, when we want to go and hire a software developer, we don't know what questions to ask because we don't know software because we're English teachers, right? So now that you have this key question, I mean, you could just skip the whole first six questions and go straight to this one if you want to save time.
That's true.
But but this is great. I mean, this is real, guys. Seriously, I mean, we're having fun with today's episode, but this could be one of the most important episodes of the year for you guys to make sure you're working with the right people.
Exactly. Exactly. And guys, if you have more IELTS questions, or maybe you want to ask me these questions, come to our YouTube live event. This is the first IELTS Energy YouTube live event, you guys. November 13th, 9 a.m. Portland time. That's 9 a.m. Pacific time. I'm going to be live on YouTube. So if you are just starting out, or you've been studying IELTS for a while and you're still not sure about some things, you're not sure where you should go to keep improving or to get the scores you need, come to YouTube and ask me your questions. And guys, if you come live, that's how you can interact with me because I'll answer your questions. But also we are preparing a very special IELTS offer for you guys. So come live.
Yeah. And it's not going to be available any other time. So you guys are going to want to go live and make sure you take advantage of that. So you can grab that right there that
day. Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. So that's November 13th, right?
November 13th at 9 a.m.
Okay. And how can they find the YouTube channel? What is it called, Jessica?
So go to IELTS Energy TV and subscribe. We have two video lessons every week, two new video lessons every week. So do that first. Subscribe. Start learning more with us on YouTube. And then all you have to do is go to that same channel on the date and time, November 13th, 9 a.m. Pacific time, and I will be there.
All right. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be really fun. All right. We'll see you there, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out today. This has been really good.
Yeah, it's been a really good episode. Very fun.
All right.
Okay, Lindsay, enjoy your weekend. Okay.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.